Blog Talk Radio.
No joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, convert it into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame. I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named another enemy, not even a friend of me. Cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my rhyme with yours. I wake you up and as I stare in your face, you seem stunned. Remember me, the one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer, the tune will get rougher when you start to stutter. That's when you had enough of fighting, it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should have broke because I ain't no joke. Broke. As serious as cancer, who can keep the average dancer hyper as a heart attack? Nobody's smiling, cause you're expressing the rhyme that I'm styling. This is what we all sit down to write. You can't make it, so you take it home, break it and bite. Use pieces and bits of all my hip-hop hits. Get the style down, packed in, it's time to switch. Put my tape on pause and add some more to yours. Then you figured you're ready for the neighborhood chores. The E-M-C-E-E, don't even try to be. When you come up to speak, don't even lie to me. You like to exaggerate, dream and imagine it. Then change the rhyme around, that can aggravate me. So when you see me come up free, or you'll be one of those seven MCs. They think that I'm a new jack, but only if they knew that. They who think wrong, or they who can't do that style that I'm doing, they might ruin patterns of paragraphs based on you. And you all be DJ, if anything he play sound familiar, I'll wait to East Bay play him. So I'ma have to diss who broke, you can get a smack for this. I ain't no joke. The microphone like a grudge. Be a hold a record so the needle don't budge. I hold a conversation cause what I invent. I nominated my DJ the president. When I'm CI, I'll keep a freestyle going steadily to pucker up and whistle my melody. But whatever you do, don't miss one. There'll be another rough rhyme after this one. Before you know it, you're following the fiend, waiting for the punchline to get the meaning. Like before, the moral of my story I'm telling. Nobody beats the art, so stop yelling. Save it, put it in your pocket for later, cause I'm moving the crowd and be a record fader. No interruption till the mic is broke. When I'm gone, then you can joke. Cause everything is real on a serious tip. Keep playing and I experience quick. And I take you for a walk through hell. Freeze your dome, then watch your eyeballs swell. Guide you out of triple state darkness. When it get dark again, then I'ma spark this microphone. Cause the heat is on, you see smoke in the finish when the beat is gone. I'm no joke, no joke, no joke.
Welcome to Disorderly Conduct. I'm your host, Vince in the Bay. I have my co-host with me, Three Abu. Say hi, Three Abu.
Hello, people. This is Three Abu.
Okay, Three Abu.
Yes.
You cannot tell me talk about enemas at all on this program, okay?
Okay, so I'm not doing the death thing tonight?
No, you can do the death thing. I just don't want to hear any more death by enema.
Okay. Alright, okay. I'll be doing some research and
Let's steer clear of that, alright? I think we've covered that.
Alright. I will find some goodies for you guys.
And while you're looking for those, I want to thank the lovely Miss Victoria, known here on BTR at home. I guess that's the name of News Ladies' shows, At Home with Victoria. Anyways, news lady, big ups in the building. Thank you for coming through, as well as Ronnie in the building, Chesta in the building, and Sexy Mojo in Le Building. And Three Abu.
Yes.
In the building too. Hey, what's going on with J-Well right now? Forget Starbury. That's our new thing now. Right?
Oh, Abu, shit.
We used to check in with Starbury whenever we were like seriously like hurting for shit to do on here. We'd just check in with Starbury and that would usually, ignite something. So maybe J-Will is where it's at. Can somebody please paste J-Will's link to his thing? I don't even know what the fuck it is. I think I added him to mine. Should I start broadcasting? Is that a faux pas if I start broadcasting on Justin TV? Is there going to suddenly be like a diss song against me because I broadcast at the same time as them? I don't want to step on anybody's toes here. I have to admit, though, dude, I heard what's-his-name's diss song. Maybe I shouldn't give my review of it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen the video. Let's put it this way. I haven't seen the video. I don't know what the deal is. Oh, there it is. Sweet. Let's check in with J-Will. Thanks, Chester. Chester's on top of it. The Weekly Report, Part 1. Oh, see, they're already doing the Starbury. I thought it was 24/7, bro. Dude, when I chatted with J-Will on here earlier, he's like, yeah, man. I was like, so, dude, so are you going to, like, videotape yourself sleeping and stuff? And he's like, no, man, I'm going to have somebody else on here. He's like, he made it seem like 24/7 there's going to be somebody on there to entertain you, right?
Yeah.
And he's already playing his old Weekly Report.
Wow.
Like, remember how I told you, like, after a couple of days, Starbury just started playing loops of, like, his highlights and stuff? Well, J-Will hasn't even gotten through the first 24 hours. He's already doing that.
I wouldn't need to do that. When I get paid, I'll have a webcam, and I'll be on there for 24 hours straight on my day off. I'll show people how it's done.
Yeah. Please, educate us, bro.
Let's see here. Let's see, doggy style. What's this about? The guy has a hot dog. Let's see what's going on. I just went through one video, but you guys wouldn't want to hear that one because it's kind of worse than the whatever.
But I love that about Justin TV is you can just like up, you can just link your YouTube videos and
uh-huh.
You just stream those instead.
Right.
I should do that with my mega videos.
Yes, you should.
Just do a mega video channel and every once in a while I'll go live like
right.
Outside of hopefully not the donut shop. I'm getting sick of having to defend the fucking donuts.
So what's the chat room? What are people saying?
I don't know what's going on. Wheellock's in there. I don't know what he's like. Just kind of. I don't even know who Wheellock is. One of these people that just kind of like, Wheellock, what's the deal, bro? Are you a troll? Are you just here to hate on us? If so, give us a call. We're here. The number is 347-826-7667. All haters are welcome. Oh yeah, I always get I get all my news and information from J-Will's Weekly Report. It's sort of a one-stop shop for news and information. It kind of puts Google News to shame. It's so comprehensive, Abu.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
What?
This guy.
All right, I'm putting you on. Hang on a second, dude. I got another call. 510, identify yourself.
I'm Jesse. You smell it. What's going on?
Who's this?
Thickness.
Oh, Thickness. What's up, girl?
Nothing much. What's going on?
Just trying to. I just got to just put Abu on timeout.
Damn.
I'm just kidding, Abu. You're off timeout. I wanted to get this on here. I wasn't paying attention to my switchboard.
Go ahead. No, you can put it down if you want to start the thing. Go ahead.
Hey, Abu.
Hi, Thick. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. I haven't heard from you in a minute.
In a minute?
Yeah.
I know. I fell asleep yesterday.
Abu took like a 20-hour leave from BTR. He officially retired from show business for about 18 hours and 30 seconds.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, I can't leave it. It's in my veins. What can I say?
That's how we do. I want to welcome Grizzly Smith. Grizzly Smith, big ups. Thanks for coming through.
Oh, God.
Wheel lock, I don't know what's going on, bro. I had problems. Now what's the question? I don't know, dude. I have a feeling that Wheel lock exists in some parallel universe, and he somehow like overlapped into our universe, and so somehow his chat is like overlapping into our chat.
Vince,
because all of his stuff are completely incoherent to you know, in context of the rest of the chat room.
Hey, Vince.
Am I wrong? Am I the only one? I don't know. Wheellock, give us a call, please. Clarify. We need to know what's up. 347-826-7667.
Vince.
Yeah, we got a bunch of callers right now, Abu. So if you're gonna just start telling me about another way that somebody died with, so you know, I don't care if somebody died from a hair dryer or whatever.
Okay, I'll read the synopsis for this one. It says, "Game friendly with a vegetable proves to be more than this woman's heart can handle." Would you like me to research this video out?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and do that, and I'm going to welcome some of our other callers on here. 111, is that 111, identify yourself. Who is that?
Hello.
Hey, sexy. How you doing, girl?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just enjoying this busy night here on BTR, or just on the internet in general. There's a lot going on. There's some amazing programming going on from the In the Building Media Empire, and you know, just kind of soaking it in.
Cool.
And we have we have a 513. Who's the 513? Identify yourself.
I don't know who it is. It's your boy.
So. Oh yeah, Chesta. All right, Abu, I'm taking you off a timeout. I just wanted to get everybody unmuted. And
I'm not trying to hear no more death tonight, man.
Yeah, man. Can we change the topic, Abu, to how about like 1,000 ways to live?
Yeah. No, because I'm trying to help people to prevent them from dying.
It's very useful information. I appreciate it.
Because you got freaky people out there that are doing this stuff.
You know what? I think Mojo came up with a sexy topic. She said, "What's up with PG Bachelorette Party?" And you know, they're getting married tomorrow. So you know, bobblehead like the party scene, the bachelor and bachelorette scene. You have people, you know, doing that thing for the wedding. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, yeah. I'll just say it for the showstopper tomorrow.
It'll be too late.
Abu is just trying to help all the dumbasses in the world by telling them, you know, look, you can die by shoving alcohol up your butt.
Well, this lady shoved a carrot up her cunt, but that's okay. I'll just say
okay.
It for the showstopper.
All right. Yeah. That is
and she died?
Right. Dude, that shouldn't even be on Showstoppers. You should say that for the Mood Killer show.
That'll be my answer. That's what the Showstopper will be about. Okay. Go ahead. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay, wait, that's crazy. I'm sorry, Chester. And she died from that?
Why? She's going to. It says getting friendly with a vegetable proves to be more than this woman's heart can handle. So I don't know. You guys don't want me to do the story. I'll just say for the Showstopper.
Why are you
shocked? Oh, it's just the TV working. Wow. I'm sorry.
What?
I thought I was muted.
Mojo, why do you sound shocked? Like, I do that every day. What are you talking about?
Well, I've never heard of a woman, like, dying from banging herself with a carrot. That's just crazy to me.
Wait, she must not know how to do it right.
Oh, this is classic. The narrator is awesome. They go, there will be no happy ending to this fatal woman's demise. Oh, it's hilarious. Oh, well, I'll just save it. I'm just having a good old time with this.
God, I'm weird. I'm going in the corner.
What, Chester? What's wrong?
Wow. Hey, I noticed that. Okay, Miss PG just ducked out, but I noticed that for a quick second there, I don't know if anybody noticed it, but for about, I don't know, 5 seconds, Goofy popped in real quick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what? I actually heard the track. I didn't hear the whole track. I didn't see the video, but I didn't hear the whole track. But it actually is not that bad. I mean,
God. What? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Okay. Can we debate on it? Can we
Because I thought the production value was decent. And I thought the lyrical content was okay. I didn't agree with what he was saying, but I thought the delivery wasn't too, like, I was expecting something just really shoddily put together.
Oh,
and I didn't think it was that bad.
Vince, you just lost my respect. I'm not going on the content because we all know how we feel about that content.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Production-wise, yes, the clarity in production. Okay. Yes, it's there. Many people have that. But come on, content-wise, the rhyme scheme was so not on. It was so packaged for that beat. Oh my God, man!
Right.
I'm
okay.
Really,
you would know better. See, I don't make mixtapes or anything, so I wouldn't know the first thing about it. So obviously, you would know better than I do.
You listen to music. You just played Rakim, for goodness sake, man. You listen to good.
I didn't say he was Rakim, dude. I just said it wasn't as bad as I was expecting it to be. I was actually surprised. I thought it was halfway decent. Like, I was expecting it to be kind of lame. I mean, yeah, it does. You're right. It did sound kind of like prepackaged or whatever. But you know what? I mean, it's better than I could have done.
That's what I'm saying. You can't come if you come from a, no offense, amateur rapper or stance or whatnot. Yes, I can see why you may get lost in it. But seriously, if you're putting out a track on someone, I mean, it's not just what you're saying about them. Okay, even if I even taking my bias out the picture, just being in music, if you're going to give somebody on a track, you know, the production's got to be there. You know what I'm saying? The delivery's got to be there. You're not just you're trying to outshow them in every capacity. Oh my God! I mean, Petey sat over here and rapped freestyle off his head and sounded way better than that. Jay Wills is same thing. You know, I'm like, what?
Dude,
is this?
I wasn't saying that his thing was any better or worse than Jay Wills or anything Petey Green's. I mean, I love all the stuff that those guys play on their shows and stuff. I'm not saying he is doing, you know, he's elevated to some status above them. I'm just saying that, like, going into it, I was thinking it was going to be complete garbage, and when I heard it, I didn't think it was that bad.
Hey, can I say something quick?
Yeah.
For all of you that want to know the real story about the carrot, if you go to the chat room, I can talk to you guys in private, so let me know who wants to know the real story about the carrot. Because women, you guys need to hear the story. Because what happened was,
carrots.
Yes, because this is kind of dangerous. If you guys are
carrot,
not using,
carrot.
If you're not using
okay.
a smooth surface to inject into your thing, what happened was she didn't cut the carrot good enough and
uh-huh.
made it smooth. So there was a rough edge. She cut inside her wall of the vagina, and supposedly she sent an air pocket into her arteries, and she had her heart attack. So I'm out there for all the women out there
use smooth implements. Okay, if you want to get yourself off. You know,
cucumbers.
Make sure it's smooth. Okay, just make sure it's absolutely smooth. I don't want anybody dying from air pockets going through their heart. That's all I'm saying. Abu is Mr. Helpful. I got to do something to help everybody.
This is a public service announcement from 3 Abu.
So no asparagus. You know what I'm saying? Things with,
oh,
yeah.
Dude, have you guys seen the? Have you guys seen the you should tell PETA about this. Did you see PETA's last Super Bowl video that they tried? I told you about that, right, Abu?
Yeah, the broccoli, yeah.
Yeah, where all the chicks are making love to, like, broccoli and asparagus and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. See, they're promoting very reckless sexual behavior.
Now, if you cook the carrot, that might have helped out. Much.
Yeah, if you steam your broccoli and then insert it in your vagina, you should be okay.
Wow.
That is crazy.
See, I know it's crazy, but see, that's what Abu is, though. I got a heart. I'm concerned.
I know. You're helping the dumbasses of the world. I'm right there beside you, hon.
God, I missed that term. God, I missed that. Dumbasses. Dumbasses. I'm your dumbasses, dude.
Don't hate, hater. Don't hate, Chester.
Don't hate, just emulate. That's my motto. Don't hate me, just emulate me.
Yep.
It's futile to resist the powers of Mega Force. It's just better to just get on board. Join the party. Why be a party pooper?
All right, and if she did not Mega Force that carrot, she might be still living today. And she's actually kind of hot. Well, I guess that's an actress playing that position.
That was actually quite.
Well, I do a good job to put my mega hoes through a rigorous training course, and they are always introduced into the perils of inserting carrots vaginally.
So was that it? Was it a mega training gone bad, Vince? Is that what it was?
That's like Mega Hill 101.
That was mega training gone bad.
Maybe.
You ain't saying nothing, Vince. He's not saying anything. That's how the news report comes out. It was a training exercise.
I'm really excited about our guest here today. Guest 8640. Congratulations. You're the only person listening that we don't know who the fuck you are. So I hope you're enjoying the show. We're gonna keep you as our mystery guest.
News lady.
Wait, what's going on? Is Wheelock trying to move in on my news lady?
News lady.
Are you still doing the news? The carrot? No, dude. This dude has too much time alone. I'm a chef, and I don't like when people abuse food. Info dude is worse than me. Yeah, info dude is worse than you, dude, for sure, bro. My videos will be posted too. I can teach. Sounds like he's trying to pitch. He's not trying to hook up with the news lady. He's trying to pitch her a show or some shit. I'm sure she gets that all the time. Like, people are like, oh, I got a great idea for a show. Come on.
Yeah. That was me.
Yeah, dude. News lady. Yeah, man. How about sexual death? The freaky way.
Yeah, why not? At least I know if I'm ever, you know, locked up in solitary confinement with no hope of leaving, I will just ask for a beer and try to shove it up my ass. I'll commit Harry Carey by enema before I tell you guys anything.
Right. Okay.
So what's up, dude? Where's the J-Will program? I'm getting tired of looking at Starberry.
When you say Starberry, what do you mean by Starberry? What is that name? Help me out.
Stephon Marbury?
Yeah. I mean, what I'm seeing here is like clips. I'm seeing still different in the building clips. Like,
what, on Jay Will's page?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. He's taking a timeout, dude. He's taking a timeout. He's playing it. He's playing a, you know, his reel. And he'll be back
saying,
after his messages.
So with this Justin TV, because I don't know much about it, so he's saying I could just turn the cam on and just broadcast.
Dude, it's
live.
So fucking easy, dude. You just it's just like Blog Talk. You just get an account and you fucking log on, and you if you have a webcam built into your shit, it's fucking you're on, dude.
So cats do this, and they do this other chat room, like Tiny Chat or something, to keep connect with people and crap.
Well, no, there's a chat room connected to Justin TV.
Wow.
So if you know, it's BTR, but with video, dude. But the audio usually sucks. Because, like, I don't know, there must be a way you can manipulate your settings or something, because I was watching Jay Will and PD for a while there, and they were screaming and stuff, and I couldn't tell what the fuck they were saying, because it was just distorting. What?
Y'all play Dirty Minds?
We'll get to that, dude. We'll definitely play Dirty Minds.
What?
That game we talked about yesterday.
Dirty Minds is fun, and it involves Sexy Mojo. So
yeah.
And it does not involve Abu telling us about death. It's more of a celebration of love and inanimate objects.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Oh, no, Matt Mojo does it up. You guys will be, this is like precursor to the bobblehead. The way Mojo delivers the questions. I'm telling you. You're all in for a treat.
Don't you have two sexy ladies on your line with you right now?
No, I don't. I only have one. A very sexy one. None, you know, I mean, it's in her name. But no, thick dropped off.
Yeah, I don't know. Linkers to the corner. I mean, that's right. Oh yeah. By the way, I got a message for you, Vince.
Oh yeah.
Lady Soldier says she had a great time last night with you.
Oh.
It's love. And something about thanks Santa, whatever that means.
Oh, yeah. I know what she's talking about.
Oh, really? Yeah. Santa Claus now? Mega ho ho ho.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah, I know what she's referring to. Santa Bob.
Are you bad Santa?
In a matter of speaking, yes. I judge other people on whether or not they're naughty or nice, and it doesn't matter if I'm naughty.
Do the naughty ones get the gifts?
Yep. That's how it is with Santa Bob, apparently. But that's cool. Where is she going to call in? Is she going to tune in? What's her deal?
She has a morning show, so she didn't get much rest today. So
yeah.
So she may, you know.
Oh,
so
wait
she
a
wakes
second!
Up.
But she said she's in the military and that she's trained to just take little cat naps and she can function no problem. Is she breaking down?
She also said the damn kids didn't change that shit. So.
That's cool. She's cool, man. She was really fun to talk to last night. I can't wait to talk to her again.
Man, she's great. She's great. You know, real good. And it was a very, very good. I how did I do last night, man? How did I do holding down Bobblehead? Did I, you know?
Oh, you're great, man. I commented to PD or whoever. This morning, what the fuck? I said big ups to Chesta for doing a good job last night.
I think you
got the job, man, for the fill-in, the guest host. Like, you know, remember how Johnny Carson used to have Jay Leno fill-in for him?
Oh God, yeah. If I can get that
before
Jay
Leno
show,
took over, yeah,
you'll be
like
Tonight Show money. You get that Tonight Show money, I'll be all in.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was good, man.
Wow, thanks. Thanks, so, Abu, you need to, you know, is you gonna host Disorderly Conduct?
No, that'll never happen. No way.
Say that again.
Abu is my co-host for most of my shows, but if I'm not there, there's no show. At least for now. Abu can't even. Abu, are you kidding me? Abu, I have to work the switchboard for Abu's show. He can't even work the switchboard for his own goddamn show.
Abu, come on now. I know after all this time, I know you got to work the switchboard.
No. The thing is, this is not my computer I'm using, so I don't want to screw it up.
Yeah, because it's...
How would you screw up a computer working?
Somehow it's different than most computers.
I feel like I like to have my own computer.
It's a Commodore 64.
Texas
Instruments.
ColecoVision, you're doing blog talk on ColecoVision. Seriously. It's that, man, we are telling some ages right here. Oh. So what is the next program here? More Abu horror stories of death and
No. We're gonna do Dirty Minds in a second. Sexy, are you gonna get that ready for us here in a second?
I am.
Good.
Did you come up with this game, darling?
Would I do something like that?
She came up with the idea of doing it on the show.
I think
it's really
okay.
Good.
I think you are undercover mega hoe. I think so.
Most hoes are undercover.
Does that mean you're like releasing me then, Chesta?
Oh hell no, I'll never let you go. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I'm not a fool.
All right, well, we're going to get into it in a minute. I'm going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we'll take more calls, and we'll get into Dirty Minds with Sexy Mojo right here on Disorderly Conduct. I'll be right back.
Got your water to need. Hold my body, baby. So let me see. You are my heart's desire. You set my soul afire. I want you to know. If I know that nigga, any other thinking is wishful. Sick with it with a ridiculous flow. Take over, make over, move over, shows over, flows over, hoops over, loops over, sit down. Except I flip the spit door from the window to the wall, just get low. Rock and roll, hip hop, music, a disco, D.O. to Atlanta, to Frisco. New Frisco, yeah, with a new twist, so that y'all can get a gist of the rhyme I do not miss. I will not fail. Please take a glimpse of the time at your own risk. I will not fail. Fuck your boys, the man, the block, the plan and rock. The fiends and the fans on the block. Team, team on the knock. My hand if you want. Fiends on your man.
Judge of what you want. What I want.
You got no water to eat.
What I need.
You want my body, baby.
My baby.
With ease and see, can't see past me. There's no flash in the pan, raps are not flashy. Free at last week. We'll never recycle the same songs from last week. We free at last week. Thank God Almighty, we free at last week. Went back to the ashy, raw raps are raspy. No all access pass, do not ask me. So you can get backstage, relax, be ass free. You know, the goat, nigga, vote with your boy. He lied and I wrote on the board. He stole to the dope at the gate, we late. Words that spoke, get the move and escape the same.
What I want,
got your order to
need.
You want my body, baby.
My baby.
You
Master Kush, Mota, the Bomb,
Dope,
Sour Diesel,
Sativa,
Marijuana,
Blueberry
Yum Yum,
Trees,
Grapes,
Chronic,
Chicapone,
Indica,
Sus,
Grass,
Weed,
Sensamil,
Weed,
Inhale,
Green,
Exhale,
Sensamil,
Grapes,
Dope,
Inhale.
Blueberry Yum Yum,
Ganja,
Chronic,
Blaze,
Sativa,
Yeah,
Blunts,
Bleezies,
Bomb Ass,
Marijuana,
Weed,
Mota,
Marijuana,
Mary Jane,
Ganja,
Marijuana.
Tune in weekends 12 noon Pacific for the re-up with Vince in the Bay here on Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
That's right, we're back.
Chester, Sexy Mojo,
yeah,
and 3-Up Boo. We're about to get into Naughty Talk now. Or Dirty Minds, I mean. I like to think of it as Naughty Talk, but Sexy, are you ready?
I am.
Take it away, baby.
Okay. I'm a swinger. If I go down on you, you can count me out. If you go down on me, I win.
Boxer.
My ex-wife.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
It was a
you see how that works? You see how it works,
yeah.
Sister? You just gotta guess.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's
yeah,
like
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's not what you think it is. It's like something that's supposed to be
yeah,
like
yeah,
totally
yeah,
like
yeah, whatever. I got it right though. So shut your holes.
Oh, so are we making these up? I'm gonna go along.
I just answer with whatever comes to my mind first, but no, we're keeping score. The winner gets to have sex with Sexy Mojo. I've won we've played this game about 5 times, and I've won every time.
Nice line, but that's okay. We only played it twice, but yeah. And if I boo wins, they just say, "Oh, you get sex with yourself." So
I don't understand a word you said right there, dude. I don't speak Palestinian.
No, I said if I win, then Abu, you have sex with yourself, right?
No, if you win, yeah, you have sex with yourself, right?
Yeah.
If I win, I get Sexy Mojo.
I win all the damn time.
Anyways, let's get back to it. Go ahead, Sexy.
Okay. If you have a big load, you have to jam me. You sometimes have to sit on me before you take me. When you put it in me, you're going places.
Garbage can.
A sluggage.
Laundry.
Okay, well, Abu got that one again. What the hell?
Fuck. All right.
Wow.
Next
I guess like 225 days without sex makes my mind sharper. Kind of like the Seinfeld thing. When George is not having sex, you know? Yeah.
I'm thinking you're the only one willing to test that theory, Abu.
No, I'm really not, but...
Okay. Sometimes you have to pump me to get me flowing. When I dry up, you have to use another hole. If I'm dry, you haven't drilled me deep enough.
An oil well.
Water, a water well. Actually.
Oh, well.
I'm thinking.
Okay, Vince, you call it. It's a well. I don't know who gets it.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. I got that one.
What did Chester say?
Say, I say water well, but
he
same difference.
He says a water well.
Okay, give it to him.
Let's say it's same difference.
No, it's a water well where you're pumping the thing, so.
Yeah.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
You dig my hole. When you're inside of me, you're always on the bottom. You'll end up deep inside of me.
Grave.
Putting green. Like the putting hole green, the hole.
Actually, it was green.
What was that? What'd you say? What's the problem? What the fuck's going on? I go away for a second and things fall apart. What the hell happened?
What's it?
2-2-0.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm watching the fuck goofy bitch. Jay Will and Petey Green just did another video. Doing their reaction to the video that Goofy did, I guess.
What's the answer?
Grave, I got it.
It was Grave. Chester got
Great.
It. So it's 2-2-0. So is this like the tiebreaker then?
Why?
Okay, I don't know.
We have 15 minutes left.
Okay. I'm hooked on a good stiff one. I suck
I'm
it
sorry,
down.
Say, I'm sorry, say that again. I couldn't understand the words you said. Say it again. I'm hooked.
I'm hooked on a good stiff one. I suck it down until I pass out. I get it down my throat too easily.
Beer.
Now.
You said gold stiff one, right?
I'm hooked on a good stiff one. I suck it down until I pass
out.
Yeah,
yeah, horny gold beer.
A shot of whiskey. A shot of whiskey, a shot of alcohol, a shot of anything.
Drunk.
Okay, you guys are like
alcoholic.
On the right track, except for
alcoholic.
Except for what?
I'm very, Chester got it.
What did he say?
What is it?
Alcoholic.
What was it?
An alcoholic.
An alcoholic. It says, I am hooked, and
suck
it down
okay.
until I pass out.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still winning. Keep going.
Because it's Vince's show. This is how it works.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I end up winning in the end. But
okay.
It's fun to see how it works plays out.
Okay. I can be kinky. The stuff in your can makes me stiff. Teasing me the right way will make me stand up.
Hair.
No.
Hair.
Pubic hair.
Okay, it was hair.
See, again, this goes to the thing where it's like it shouldn't be a body part. I have a problem with that. It shouldn't be because hair could be sexual. I mean, like, you say the word hair. I don't know. I think of pubic hair.
Hair's a noun. Yeah, right.
Yeah. If you want to be specific, but yeah, she stopped there. It was hair.
All right. Next.
Damn, that's four.
Everyone tries to claim they have a bigger one. As I go up and down, I make you scream.
Oh, yeah.
When I go down on you, you're scared
yeah.
to death.
I could hear the last one, but I don't need to hear the last one.
Fine. No, don't be scared, honey. It's okay. It won't bite. Sorry, I got carried away. Can you read that one again?
Everyone tries to claim they have a bigger one.
Mm-hmm.
As I go up and down, I make you scream. When I go down on you, you're scared to death.
Roller coaster.
What?
Is that
roller coaster? I got it. You're late.
It sounded like stock portfolio.
I was about to say gas prices, but
like an elevator.
You know what you guys should actually play for? Is like get all your mega hoes and whatever, haremless or whatever they are, and whoever wins, it's winner take all.
Yeah, I got zero. I got zero. So
yeah.
Anything helps me
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I'm in that game. No problem. Let's do it.
They said your sex was up for grabs, so you see how I'm playing right now. So.
Okay, so the winner, I'll be in Vegas September 12th.
Damn it.
She's going to be performing at the Mirage.
No. Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Set.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's five for me, Boone. Two for you. Go on.
Thank you, Chester.
Mm-hmm.
You wipe it off when the fun's over.
Sun
Some
tans.
Girls get it. What?
Suntans.
Did you say suntans?
Yes.
You wipe those off? Okay. Some girls get it on the first time in junior high. The first time you do it, you're usually sloppy.
Lipstick.
Shit. Fuck.
Okay, what's your guess, Sabu?
Nothing. Lipstick. Son of a bitch.
A
refrigerator.
So you guys are stopping
at lipstick?
Damn it.
Are you guys stopping at lipstick?
A tire iron.
Yes.
What?
Lip gloss.
A tire iron. No?
Well, I mean, but I don't know. Did I hear the total definite, the whole description?
I don't know.
Well,
you
okay,
asked
well,
what you heard?
Oh, makeup. Okay, I'm going to say makeup. Like eyeliner and shit.
Okay, makeup was the right word.
Yes!
Okay, makeup was the right word. Okay. Damn, you happy now? You okay, boo? You all right? He's like, shit.
I'm back in the game, baby.
Okay, I'm not even keeping... Are you guys keeping score? I have no idea.
5-3. Oh, 5-3.
Yes, I have 5.
Okay.
He has 3.
So we're done, right? Game over?
Oh, that's how you can do it? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Isn't that how Vince plays? Okay. Some people find me hard to swallow. When I fill you up, you feel like bursting. I can make your head swell.
NyQuil cough drop syrup? Cough drop?
What?
Like cough syrup and...
Oh, wow. Hold on.
Some people find me hard to swallow. When I fill you up, you feel like bursting. I can make your head swell.
Wow. Viagra, I don't know.
Okay, everybody guess?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Yeah, go ahead. That was a hard one.
Pride.
Honestly, I did, that was a guess, but I thought it'd be like a physical animate object. I know it can be like pride or emotions like that. Fuck.
Wow, it's actually intangible, an intangible thing.
Damn it. Damn, actually, go on my choice.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. Well, are we widening the spectrum of these riddles? Okay, I love riddles. Riddle me this. Come on, go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Having fun sometimes depends on the position of Uranus. A different position can put you in the mood. When you do me, you see stars.
Oh, astronomy. Astrology, like the telescope.
What you do?
What'd you say?
The telescope.
When you do me, you just watch the stars.
Having fun sometimes depends on the position of Uranus.
Yeah.
A different position
cool.
can put you in the mood.
Yep.
When you do me, you see stars.
Yeah, tell us.
Astronomy. Cool. Astronomy. Or is it astrology?
Okay. Final guesses, guys.
Yeah.
Horoscope.
Wow, really?
Oh, why didn't I get that?
Okay.
No, I don't know. I was surprised. I figured you would get that one a bit, actually.
When you do me, that's the one that told me that one word thing. This is the key. Go ahead, next.
Okay, so after a few strokes, I can get them to go down on you. My strokes widen your gash. When there's a jack-off, I have to work harder.
A tire pump? Like pumping your tires up?
The axle on your car.
Welcome back, Vince.
Was that it?
No.
Oh, okay. Say, repeat the description.
Okay. After a few strokes, I can get them to go down on you. My strokes widen your gash. When there's a jack off, I have to work harder.
Wow, that's a hard one.
Painting, like painting.
Painting widens your gash.
I'm sorry. I'm just... the gash marks. Not a gash. That's a cut. So it's a cut and stroke, the cut. And jack it off.
Well, there's a jack off.
That's a stroke, and there's a big fucking gash.
All right, one more time, because I'm talking. I know when you got that one. God, that's a good riddle.
After a few strokes, I can get them to go down on you. My strokes widen your gash. When there's a jack off, I have to work harder.
Surgery. Something with surgery.
Okay, do you guys give up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I give up on that one.
Lumberjack.
Oh, God.
Really? How did that term jack off would have never came? I'm sorry. We don't know the freaking lot of them good. Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, no, okay, that was not next.
Keep it rolling, sister. Come on.
I was just reading this one. Okay. When I go up and down, I make noise. You use rhythm when you do me. When you grab my handle, you make me shake.
Jack, power jack. Jack, what a jack thing.
Car door.
Let the jack go.
Huh?
Let the jack go. It's nothing
no,
to do
you
with
said,
the jack.
No, I'm thinking about a, you know, PAL driver, you know, street jack thing.
Radio. Tuner, radio tuner.
Run the description again.
When I go up and down, I make noise.
A forklift.
You use rhythm when you do me.
Dumb waiter.
When you grab my handle, you make me shake.
A ballet dancer.
I can't answer. I didn't understand the second thing you said. Something when you do me.
You didn't understand what?
The second one. Cool.
An airplane.
You use rhythm when you do me.
Oh.
Karaoke.
Oh, maracas.
Very good.
Wait, it was specifically maracas, not congas or...
No.
Very good.
Oh, maracas.
Very
maracas.
Good, Chester. Very good.
Are you mocking sexy Abu?
Well, Abu, I feel hate. I'm not feeling the love.
I'm hating Chester right now.
He's not a nice guy anymore, sister.
No, you guys.
He's like the new James Dean in the building said.
I'm trying to get my bad boy on, you know.
Yeah.
Are you trying to get an asshole, Abu?
He's like a greaser now.
Are you turning into an asshole?
He's a bad boy.
Is that your plan?
Is that my plan?
Is that your plan to be an asshole so you can, like, get laid?
Dude, it works sometimes.
Nice.
Oh. So that's 6-3.
Do you want to keep going, Abu?
Yeah.
Yes, I would like to, yes.
We have time for three more, and then I got to wrap this up.
Okay, sounds good. If I go down on you too much, you could get arrested. What? When I'm plunging, I'm usually sexy. When I'm too high, I don't turn anyone on.
A cardiac arrest, like a heart attack.
Yeah.
Good. A heartbeat, yeah.
I don't really get this one.
What, the one you just read? The one that you read?
Yeah.
It's a cardiac arrest, and you plunge. You're doing like CPR on a person.
Yeah, but it's actually a heartbeat. The word is heartbeat. A pulse.
The word is neckline.
No! Bullshit. It's not neckline. Really? You get arrested for that.
What? He got the answer in?
No, we both got it wrong. Keep going.
Okay.
Hold on, he won.
Hey, Abu, we have to hurry. We're out of time.
Yeah, let's wrap this up, kids. Yeah, there's bobblehead to be had.
Well, you won. Nobody can win.
Okay, well, let's call it a night.
What?
I said let's call it a night.
Yeah, I won. So just keep moving.
It's like 6-3. There's no way Abu can catch up.
I like to hear your voice. You can read them. I mean, it's always a consolation prize. You're reading the clues.
Oh, You mean the voice you were just mocking earlier?
I mock because I love.
You didn't mock her voice, did you?
That's a form of flattery.
The audio state was successfully modified. What the hell does that mean?
You're not mad, Mojo, are you? I'm just joking.
No, not at all, honey.
Damn.
See, I went back to that nice guy right there. See, a bad boy would say, I don't care.
Okay. One more. Ready?
Yeah, one more. Last one. This is it.
Thank you.
Vince, you better get it. Vince, you better get it, dude.
Okay. If you get me when I'm naked, you have to finish me.
Wow.
You have to strip me to get me naked.
Yes.
It's hard to get the stain out of... Oh, my gosh. Oh. Can you read that? It's hard to get the stain out of my crack.
Yeah, it's like when you're, like painting, like you're stripping for painting purposes.
What? Oh, it's hard to get the stain out the what?
Out of my crack.
Okay, it's like painting, like stripping. You have to strip a house to paint it. Like
it's
paint
one,
thinner.
It's one word.
Paint thinner, stuff like that,
Molding.
You know what I'm saying?
Chester, what's your guess?
I have to hear it again because I'm sorry.
Okay. If you get me when I'm naked, you have to finish me.
Yes.
You have to strip me to get me naked.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to get the stain out of my crack.
Like, yeah, paint thin or something.
Wood.
Like that.
Wood. Wood. You think
okay.
Wood?
Okay, those are your guesses?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It's furniture.
Ah,
paint over.
So.
6 degrees.
Okay.
Wow. Congratulations, Chester. You get to retain Sexy Mojo as a cheetah.
Oh, if I knew that. Wow.
You would have still lost. You would have still lost.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you thought it was sex with her, and you still wasn't motivated enough, dude. So.
No, I was motivated. I was trying my best. I was emotional.
I know. You can pressure it. Fuck. 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 Shit. Fuck. You should come up with some original ones, Mojo. Because it seems
yeah.
like, are you pulling these out of a location or a book or something?
Yes.
I think you can come up with like 10 of them yourself. Totally original, totally unheard of.
I'd be glad to.
I gotta go. I've had enough. I'm tired of you people.
Yeah. Okay, Vince, man.
No, I'm just kidding. Right. I gotta clear out of here. I'll meet you over in Babel in a little bit. But thanks for coming through. Always good. Always a pleasure. Big ups to Chesta, Sexy Mojo, Three Abu, Miss PG, the News Lady, and everybody else that came through. Info Dude even came through for a minute there. Pretty wild stuff. All right, dude. I'm out.
All right.
Catch you over at Babel. Until next time. Later.
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович. И опять запрещенное. Совершенно запрещенное. Белинского Гоголю. Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо.
Drop the charges!
Oh, Almighty, creation, realization, naturalization. What are you talking about? It's all about time. Press rewind, you know, today, today.
What a crime! In the old time, in the old time, in the old time it was not a crime!
Not a crime! Not a crime!
Not a crime! Where is the story? Not a crime! Not a crime!
Master Kush, Mota, the Bomb,
Dope,
Sour Diesel,
Sativa,
Marijuana,
Blueberry Yum Yum,
Trees,
Grapes,
Chronic,
Chicafone,
Indica,
Cess,
Grass,
Weed,
Sensimil,
Weed,
Inhale,
Green,
Exhale,
Sensimil,
Grapes,
Dope,
Inhale, Blueberry
Smoke,
Yum Yum,
Ganja,
Chronic,
Blaze,
Sativa,
Yeah,
Blunts, Bleezies,
Bomb Ass,
Marijuana,
Weed,
Mota,
Marijuana,
Mary Jane,
Ganja,
Marijuana.
Tune in weekends 12 noon Pacific for the Re-Up with Vince in the Bay here on Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up? Vince in the Bay, back with you on Disorderly Conduct. Want to thank again all of my callers and listeners and chatters. It was a great show. I'm going to head over to Bobblehead right now, but I just wanted to do a little bit of house cleaning here and let you know that that's right. The re-up is going to be coming up in 2 days. It's Friday now. Technically, it's Friday, TGIF. That means we should be encountering some re-up programming this weekend. That's right. You hear the promo over there. It's going to be 12 p.m. Pacific, Saturday and Sunday, 2 hours of marijuana-related news items and stoner-friendly tunes. And I'm going to get out of here now for real, but not before I play a marijuana-related song. This is Manu Chao's Marijuana Boogie right here on Disorderly Conduct with Vince. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll talk to you again soon. That's how it do.
Mi estilo de música personal, el cachivachi. El cachivachi boogie. Mezclar todo con todo y como venga. Y sorprenderse, el cachivachi. Cachivachi boogie, desde que yo nací. Cachivachi boogie, lo que me gusta a mí.